الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madini Channel, welcome to another episode in our series Virtues of Dua. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. This is our third episode. And in the previous episodes, we have covered the virtues of Dua as mentioned in the Quran and the Ahadith of our beloved Alayhi Salatu Wassalam. In the next episode, the second episode, we mentioned the adab, some etiquettes that need to be considered and implemented when making supplication in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah, today we will be mentioning those times, those time periods, those moments in which the ulama have mentioned that dua has a greater chance of being accepted. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Before we do so, let us hear a virtue of Durood Sharif, peace and blessings. It is mentioned in Sa'adatul Darain and Dalailul Khairat. ما من مجلس يصلى فيه على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا قامت منه رائحة طيبة. سبحان الله. It's mentioned that wherever Durood Sharif, wherever Salawat and Salam is recited, that gathering in which Salat and Salam are recited, fragrant smell, a beautiful smell emanates from that gathering. And until it reaches that smell to the extent that it reaches the skies, and there the angels smell this beautiful fragrance. فَتَقُولُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ And the angels say, هَذَا مَجْلِسٌ صُلِّيَ فِيهِ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ That this is that gathering in which peace and blessings have been recited upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. The scholars of hadith commentate and they state the reason why this fragrance emanates. What is the cause? What is the root of this fragrance? Why does it take place? Why can it be smelled? And they mention it is because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is atyab, is the most pure. From all of creation, he is the most pure, most purifying as well. He purifies the people, as mentioned in the Quran, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ The Prophet ﷺ purifies others. He is pure himself and he purifies others. Because of this reason, mere mention of his sallallahu alayhi wasallam's name leads to that gathering becoming full of fragrance. Such a beautiful smell reaches the skies, the angels come in. Subhanallah al-Azim. The scholars of hadith also mention that the awliyaullah, the friends of Allah, the saints of Allah, the elite, they are able to smell that fragrance as well. Why? Because they have spent their entire lives obeying Allah Azza wa Jal. They have spent their entire lives acting upon the commands of the Sharia and following the sunnah of the beloved alayhi salam. And as a reward, they can actually smell this fragrance. They are given such powers, such ability. As for us sinners, we can't smell it. That question was probably going through your mind. Why can't we smell it? Because sadly we are sinners. We've been deprived of smelling this beautiful fragrance when Durood Sharif is recited. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, let us make an intention that we will try our utmost to purify our hearts by acting upon the teachings of the Sharia, following the way of the beloved alayhi salam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah will open the doors of His blessings for us as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now although dua were never made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-seeing. He is the all-hearing. He is mighty, He is powerful. His knowledge encompasses everything. If He wants, He can accept dua at any time. However, in the ahadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we find mention of certain times in which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would himself make supplication. And the scholars derive from this that those times in which the Prophet alayhi salam prayed, they are the most blessed time periods. They are the best times to make dua. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also clearly mentioned certain nights of the year, special nights in which dua is accepted. So inshallah azza wa jal, a total of 45 times have been mentioned in Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's book entitled Ahsanul Bi'a li Adab al-Du'a. But we'll mention a few of them. The first time that has been mentioned in which dua should be made, there's a greater chance of acceptance, is Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. This night is celebrated every year in the blessed month of Ramadanul Mubarak. And according to most scholars, it is the 27th night. On this night, there is a practice of completing the Qur'an, Khatmul Qur'an. The Hafiz, who is leading the Taraweeh prayer, he finishes the Qur'an Sharif, the recitation of the Qur'an Sharif, on this blessed night. Now what is the fadila of this night? Why is it so great? Why is it so important? It's because there is a whole surah regarding this night. A whole surah has been revealed referring to this night. And the ulama, usually every year, special gatherings are held on this night. There is a certain salah that takes place, salatul tasbih as well, that is also read. And emphasis is placed on worshipping. Emphasis is placed upon worshipping. So you have the masajid, they are all filled, mashaAllah azza wa jal, and people wanting to gain a portion of this mercy. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. The angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend. Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam descend. And these are all mentioned in this surah, Suratul Qadr, in the 30th chapter. 1,000 months. We do not have guarantee that we will live for 1,000 months. 70, 80 years. A large amount of time. And the reward of performing worship for 1,000 months is given on this one night. SubhanAllah. You can imagine a Muslim who is greedy, who is eager to increase his bank balance of good deeds. He does not just want to reach paradise. He wants the highest station in paradise. He wants to be with the beloved alayhi salatu wassalam in paradise. Then he looks forward to this night. He marks this night out in his calendar, in his timetable. He makes sure that he is free on this night and worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gain blessings. On this night, the ulama mentioned, because it's so great, because of the excellence of this night, du'as have a greater chance of being accepted. SubhanAllah. So that is the first night that is mentioned, the first time period that is mentioned. So you must ensure that we are in the masajid on this night. If it is possible for us, if it is easy for us, if we have a masjid close by to our homes, because the mercy will increase further. A person may perform worship and dua in his home on this night, but if he is in the masjid amongst the Muslims, then more mercy will descend, inshallah, azza wa jal. The second timing, Yawmu Arafah, the day of Arafah, which is the 9th Dhul Hijjah. And this is not specific to the Hujjaj Kiram, those who go and perform Hajj. Although for them this fazila is greater, that they should perform worship and dua on this night, but it's mutlaq, general at the same time, meaning the whole ummah, if they make supplication on the day of Arafah, the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, the month that comes after Dhul-Qa'dah, it's a month in which people go to perform Hajj, pilgrims flock towards the holy city of Makkah Sharif. On this day, somebody who supplicates, inshallah, there's a greater chance of his du'as being accepted. The third timing that has been listed, the night of Friday, Laylatul Jumu'ah. On this night, the ulama mentioned that there is a greater chance of du'as being accepted. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, those who are affiliated with Dawat Islami, those who attend the weekly ijtima'at, they're in a perfect position. Because in the ijtima'at of Dawat Islami, at the end, a beautiful du'a is said. Many brothers are crying, the hearts are soft, people are humble in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as the blessings are concerned, there are so many people who came with many difficulties, many problems. It's mentioned throughout the books of Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, that when they came to the ijtima', they supplicated wholeheartedly, sincerely, then even the most difficult thing was sorted, was removed from their lives. Their child might have had an illness regarding which the doctor said, we cannot treat it. They came to the ijtima', they made dua, Alhamdulillah, their son or their daughter got cured. They had financial problems. They had other issues they were facing. They came to the ijtima' of Dawat Islami. They made dua. It's Laylatul Jumu'ah. It's the night of Friday. And their du'as were accepted. So this is one hikmah. Great thinking of Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Ali as well. To hold the weekly ijtima'at of Dawat Islami on a Thursday. Subhanallah. Because the ulama mentioned that Thursday night, which is Friday night Islamically, is a great means of having du'as accepted. We should make du'as on this night. Another time that has been mentioned, sahri, suhoor. The meal we wake up for when we keep a fast in the month of Ramadan. Everybody is ready to have their meal so that they may gain energy to fast throughout the day. They don't want to face weakness. They don't want to be exhausted, fatigued throughout the day. So they make sure they eat something. But remember, what we must be concentrating, what we must give time to, is dua at the time of sahri as well. At sahri, we should try to make dua whilst crying in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as soon as we eat, we shouldn't just go back to our beds. No. We should perform dua after Salatul Fajr. Read Salatul Fajr and perform dua. And especially at the time of sahri. Salatul Fajr is afterwards. And we should make dua then as well, but especially at the time of sahri, suhoor, insha'Allah, azza wa jal. The ulama mentioned that Friday, yawmul jumu'ah, it's also a great time to have one's du'as accepted. More chance of du'as being accepted. When specifically on Friday? The ulama mentioned between asr salah and maghrib salah, we should have perform dua wholeheartedly in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah azza wa jal, our du'as will be accepted. There is ikhtilaf about the specific timing on Friday. There are two views. One is the view that I just mentioned, before Maghrib, after Asr. And some ulama have gone with the view that on Friday, the most important time to make supplication, that time in which dua will inshaAllah be accepted, is when the imam stands upon the Mimbar Sharif, when he sits upon the Mimbar Sharif, until he gives salam for salah. He actually finishes his salah. A question might arise in your mind. When the imam is on the minbar, he reads his khutbah, he starts his namaz, when can we actually make dua? Because according to Hanafi fiqh, we cannot actually speak a word when the imam is reading the khutbah. We have to stay quiet. When namaz begins, apart from the necessary recitations of like thana and the tasbihat, when do we make dua? We cannot read anything. The ulama mentioned, Sayyidi Al-Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali writes, that when the imam sahab is in between the two sujood, is between the prostrations, then if he lengthens this period, then the muqtadis, those who are behind him, they can also do dua. And after he's recited durood sharif, at-tahiyyat, then durood sharif, then he may also recite or supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another time in which du'as are readily accepted, there's more chance of du'as being accepted, is after the five daily prayers. The five daily prayers that a Muslim should read every single day. Now imagine how deprived that individual is. He has five opportunities every single day, after Fajr, after Dhuhr, after Asr, after Maghrib, after Isha. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his du'as, but he's not present. Never mind du'a, he does not even read namaz. So he deprives himself. So dear viewers of Madini Channel, we must be steadfast in performing du'a. These are the moments, we must capture these moments. We must be available. We should try to grab this opportunity with both hands. Read our namaz, our salah, our prayer, and thereafter supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, our du'as will be accepted. And Sayyidi Al-Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentions, after this, that it's not restricted to the five prayers. The five prayers are obviously more virtuous because they are fard, they are obligatory. But after nawafil, after sunan, if somebody makes du'a, then inshallah his du'as will also be accepted. Another time in which du'as have a greater chance of acceptance is after reciting Quran Sharif. That book, sadly, which we keep on the shelves. When the month of Ramadan comes, we blow the dust off the cover, we pick the Quran Sharif in our hands, try to read a few verses every day, and as soon as Ramadan finishes, we forget about it. Allahu Akbar. Beloved Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned, do not make your homes like the graveyard. Recite Quran Sharif. We should enlighten our homes. We should recite regularly. And alhamdulillah, in some parts of the world, the Muslims gather in the masajid and they have devoted a specific time. For example, after Maghrib Salah, they collectively read Quran Sharif. They all have a Mushaf Sharif in their hand and they be reading. So if this is not the case in our local masajid or in our homes, we can do this with our family as well. Gather our family, sit down and recite the Quran Sharif every day. Imagine the barakah. And not only that, it's mentioned as a time when du'as are accepted. Read the Quran Sharif and then wholeheartedly pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another time in which du'as are readily accepted, after drinking Zamzam water. Now Zamzam water, very blessed water. This water is so blessed that the ulama have taken advantage of the fazail of Zamzam Sharif. They've read about the fazail, and when making dua after drinking Zamzam Sharif, they have asked for things, they have requested in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those requests have been accepted. Why should we supplicate after drinking Zamzam Sharif? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, a hadith mentioned in Ibn Majah, Zamzamu liman shuriba lahu. Subhanallah. Zamzam is for any purpose it is drunk for. Whatever you drink Zamzam water for, whatever purpose, with whatever intention you drink Zamzam water, inshallah azza wa jal, that will be accepted. And there are many great examples, the likes of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ali. It's mentioned regarding him how he drank Zamzam water and prayed, Ya Allah, make me a man of knowledge, make me knowledgeable, grant me understanding of deen. And look, my dear viewers of Madini Channel today, his name is across the globe. Everybody knows about him. They know about his fame. They know about his knowledge. They know about his taqwa. And he made this dua. Similarly, Imam Suyuti rahmatullah alayh, he drank Zamzam Sharif when he went to perform Hajj. And he made dua, Ya Allah, grant me the understanding in fiqh of Sheikh Sirajuddin Balqini rahmatullah alayh, and in hadith of Sheikh Ibn Hajar. And one of his students writes that I saw with my own eyes that this dua was accepted, and he exceeded even his own blessed teachers. He reached a higher rank. And Imam Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi, what can be said about this great man? Written books on nearly every single science, every single sacred science in Islam. And why? Because he performed dua after drinking Zamzam Sharif. So Zamzam Sharif, whenever you get a chance to drink it, don't just drink it and sit down. No. Think about what you're going to pray for. Ask for the closeness of Allah and His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, in one episode, we will mention what a person should ask for. Or when drinking Zamzam Sharif, you should also know what to prioritize. Don't just ask about this world all the time. Ask about the Akhirah. Ask about having closeness to the beloved alayhi salam in Jannatul Firdaus. So after drinking Zamzam Sharif, concentrate on making dua, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. At the time of iftar, when you open your fast, and today, because the fasts are long in some parts of the world, in the UK, in England, for example, the fasts reach 21 hours. And you can imagine somebody who's been fasting for that long. He's weak. All he wants is a sip of water. He's thinking throughout the day, I want just one morsel of food to get me going. But he avoids that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That fear in his heart does not allow him to eat. When it comes to the time of iftar, he's fasted throughout the day. If he just kept a bit more patient, opened his fast, had a cup of water, had a glass of water, ate a few dates, and then supplicated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his du'as, there's a greater chance of acceptance. But what we find is people go straight to the food. There are a variety of dishes on the table. Throughout the day, the mother has been cooking, the family have been cooking. And they place on the dastarkhan, on the table, they place many, many types of food, many dishes. And they're looking forward to it all day. When it comes to iftar time, the dua is read to open the fast, and that's it, everybody starts eating. Forgetting the fact that this is a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He is asked for anything, inshallah, it will be accepted. So we should make dua specifically at the time of iftar, inshallah. And alhamdulillah, those people who regularly watch Madani channel and they see the manner in which Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya opens his fast, this is exactly what he does. He opens his fast with water and then he starts praying in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another time in which du'as are accepted, at the time of rain, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers his mercy in the form of rain. When this rain descends, we should supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, we find people complaining. Soul is raining. Soul is dull. Whenever you look outside, it's wet. We can't do anything. My dear viewers of Madin Channel, there is something you can do at the time of rain. If in your country rain showers throughout the year, meaning you do not see much summer, then you should always supplicate when it rains. Why? Because your du'as, inshallah, your requests, when you place them in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be accepted. Another time which du'as are accepted, the ulama mentioned, Shab-e-Barat, the night of salvation, which takes place on 15th of Sha'ban, the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. The Hadith Sharif states that this is a very blessed night in which du'as are accepted. The Prophet ﷺ said, خَمْسُ لَيَالٍ لَا تُرَدُّ فِيهِنَّ الدَّعْوَةِ. There are five such nights in which dua, supplications are not rejected. They're not rejected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts them. What are these nights? It's mentioned that they are أَوَّلُ لَيْلَةٍ مِّن رَجَبٍ. The first night of Rajab, Rajab al-Murajab, the month before Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam. وَلَيْلَةٌ نِصْفِ مِنْ Sha'ban, the 15th night of Sha'ban. Du'as are also accepted then as well. It's also mentioned, وَلَيْلَةُ الْجُمُعَةِ وَلَيْلَةُ الْفِطْرِ وَلَيْلَةُ النَّحْرِ. That the night of Friday, as mentioned previously, is a time when du'as are accepted. And both the Eids, Eid al-Fitr after Ramadan, straight after Ramadan, and Eid al-Adha, when we perform sacrifice, Qurbani. When the night of Eid appears, we should supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be accepted. Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami, again emphasizing on the importance of these nights, holds special gatherings. For example, on the 15th night of Sha'ban, gatherings are held even in the graveyards. So that fikr-e-akhirat, a person is reminded of the hereafter. He supplicates on this night. He is not deprived of the blessings of this night. His du'as are accepted. Similarly, the nights of the Eidain, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, that night is usually spent preparing for the next day. The food, clothing, people are busy. As soon as the fast opens, they open their fast until the early hours of the morning at times. They are busy and preparing for the next day. Guests will be arriving. They have to be looking the best. But these are nights in which ibadah should be performed. Dua, which is the essence of worship as mentioned in our previous episode. This night is to be spent supplicating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When somebody supplicates in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, he will see his desires fulfilled. Subhanallah. Another time, where dua is readily accepted, there's more chance of dua being accepted. The ulama state, after reciting Suratul Ikhlas. Suratul Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ had such a blessed surah. Whoever recites this once, he gains the reward of reciting a third of the Qur'an. Thuluthul Qur'an. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the Shajra At-Tariya, the book which this is found in, a lot of awrada also mentioned. A lot of litanies, a lot of wazaif are mentioned which are to be recited after certain prayers. For example, after Asr prayer, it is a different wazifa. After Maghrib prayer, something else is to be recited. And this is to gain spirituality and the blessings mentioned about those wazaif. It's mentioned in this book that we should recite Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, once after each of the daily salah. And now we understand the wisdom behind this as well. That du'as are accepted when Suratul Ikhlas is read. So a person's finished his namaz, he's finished his prayer, and he's about to supplicate in the court of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He recites Surah Ikhlas, and then his supplications, there is a greater chance of acceptance. Subhanallah. It's also mentioned, make du'a where 40 Muslims are gathered. Again, the scholars have mentioned in their books that whenever 40 Muslims are gathered, one of those 40 Muslims will be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll be a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So regularly we should try and gain the company of the pious. Attend gatherings in the masajid, where there are more than 40 Muslims, where there are 40 Muslims. Inshallah, our du'as will be accepted as well. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami caters for this as well. The ijtima'at. Many, many brothers attend. Inshallah, when you attend and supplicate, your du'as will be accepted. Another timing in which du'a has a greater chance of acceptance, gatherings wherein Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are mentioned. When dhikr is made of Allah and His beloved Alayhi Salaam. Subhanallah. And again, the ijtima'at of Dawat Islami. There's not a better place than that. You go there, you perform dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and mention is made of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, salutations are recited upon the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And apart from this, alhamdulillah, throughout the year, there are gatherings. And one particular gathering, the night of the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Mauludun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. On this night, and especially at that moment, at that time when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam arrived into this world, the ulama state that dua is accepted at that time. If it's not accepted at that time, when will it be accepted? Comments such as this are found in the books of the ulama. Such a blessed time. When the mercy to the universe, the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, when he arrived in this world, we should be making dua. We should be holding gatherings. We should be supplicating. And it can be done at home as well. Gather your family members. Stand in respect for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Recite peace and blessings upon him. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, du'as will be accepted. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today we've covered the timings, the important moments in which du'as should be recited, and they have a greater chance of being accepted when recited in those times. We did not mention all of them, so again, if you want full information, please refer to the book Ahsanul Wi'a' bi Adabi Du'a of Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And as we do in every episode at the end, we will now recite a short dua, and it is from the sunnah as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, our intention should be that to memorize it and thereafter implement it in our daily lives. Today's dua can be used regularly. People do favors for us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes places us in a position where we are able to favor somebody else. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. When somebody favors you, when somebody has done a good deed for you, he has helped you out, he has eased your problem, dua should be made for that person, showing gratitude to him, showing thanks to him. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, مَن لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسَ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. The one who does not be grateful to the people. The people have done good to him. They have done favors upon him. But he is not grateful to them. He does not show shukr. Then he has not shown gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has not shown shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this dua, inshallah, is to be recited when somebody has favored you, done something for you. It's very simple, short.
Jazakallahu khayra. Jazakallahu khayra. Jazakallahu.
May Allah reward you.
Khayra.
With goodness. May Allah show His mercy and blessings upon you. May Allah grant you goodness.
Jazakallahu khayra.
It's a very simple dua. And it's a very short dua. Something that can be easily memorized and implemented in our daily lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to make dua in abundance. Until next time, continue watching Madani channel and join us for another episode of Virtues of Dua, wherein we will be covering the fadail, the virtues. Today we covered the timings in which dua is accepted. Inshallah, something new next time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to act upon what has been said. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Dua, the essence of ibadah. Dua.